I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back to The Late Show. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because my first guest is an Academy Award winner you know from The Hunger Games, American Hustle, and Silver Linings Playbook. She now stars in the upcoming film Red Sparrow.
Listen, I'm curious. Did you want me to know that you were following me, or are you just real clumsy?
You Americans always think the rest of us are so interested and you don't do.
So what made you want to become a translator?
My mother is unwell. If I work for the government, the state helps me to get her. My uncle helped me get the job.
Your uncle is a very powerful man.
In my country, if you don't matter to the men in power, you do not matter.
Hey, I'd like to see you again.
Why are we going to become friends?
Please welcome Jennifer Lawrence.
So pretty, wow.
Hiya.
Oh, my God.
Lovely people.
You're pretty successful.
Yeah. Lovely to see you again. Thanks for coming back.
It's so good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you know, you've been on a lot of talk shows, but you've had an experience since the last time we were together that really has made you... it made you an aficionado of talk shows in ways that some people aren't. Because you took over when Jimmy Kimmel was out in November for the surgery of his son.
Yeah.
You actually took over.
Ooh, you're going to make my nose bleed.
This is you. There you are. Talking to Kim Kardashian.
Did you forget
West,
her
right
name
there.
For a second?
There you are. Wow. So, what'd you make of the experience? Not as easy as it looks, is it?
Pretty easy. Not that hard. I'm just kidding.
Well, when you got a guest like Kim Kardashian, it really is easy.
No, it was so... the only thing that they kept telling me, they're like, there's a clock behind her head, so if she's talking, you know, just try to wrap it up.
Well, there's a clock behind her head.
Like a five-minute, like a commercial thing.
Like right over here?
Wait.
There's a clock?
Look out the window.
There's a clock right behind her?
There was a clock, and they were like, when she gets to the end or when it starts counting down, wrap it up, we'll go to a commercial. Okay. And I was like, got it. And then we're in the middle of the interview, and she's just shooting me down like a congresswoman and just cutting it down. And so I look at my list, and I'm out of questions, and the clock's like 5 minutes. And I'm like, do you wear, like, socks to sleep? Or, like, I didn't know what to ask.
That is, I have to say...
Is this mine?
Let's find out.
Okay.
Would you like a drink?
Okay.
Sure.
I've
never
done this
before.
We did not plan this.
How does this... Open.
Okay, you're just messing with me.
The other one?
Now everybody knows that
this one?
Oh, there. My God, you really do have it. This will work.
Do you seriously?
This will help bring my soul back. I know it.
There.
Cool.
This is, I keep a little something back there in case somebody wants something.
In case someone's having a mental breakdown.
But no one's ever really wanted a drink before.
Really?
I've never done this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't ever do this.
Would you like, this is Cuban rum in case you want a little.
Oh, it's rum?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I have bourbon. I have bourbon.
Yeah, it's fine. It's,
okay.
You know what, it's alcohol.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you so much. Oh. I just barked. Sorry. Well, let's see what else.
What do we got here? So, let's see. You're taking a year off.
Yeah.
Why? What?
Because I'm so miserable. No, I'm kidding.
What do you mean taking a year off?
I'm still developing things. I'm not going to be, like, on set. It's not like a big dramatic... Oh, God. Here we go. It's not
you
like a
sip,
big dramatic thing. I have the premiere tonight. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was like, I guess I have to cancel it. I don't know. I'm going to be developing things and talking to kids about, you know, corruption.
Wait, what? You're going to be developing things and talking to kids about corruption?
Yeah, period.
What does that mean?
Stop. I'm a part of an organization that's trying to pass state-by-state legislation to get big money out of politics. So my part of that... Okay, so I go to this high school to like talk to kids about, you know, the government and super PACs and blah, blah, blah. And so I've been like, you know, when Trump got elected, my head spun off and I read all these books and I've like really learned myself good, like about our government
sure.
and comparing our economic
you
system
learned it up, you learned
to
it up
Sweden's
good.
And Norway's yeah. trust in their government versus America's trust in their government. Everything, educated myself fully.
Sure.
Fly to Ohio, go to a high school. First question, I was like, I don't know.
The kids
they were so smart, yeah. And I was just like, well, I can't go to colleges anymore. I'm gonna start getting toddlers into politics. Starting at a real grassroots level.
School. That's another thing you're gonna do.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, you speaking of like politics and speaking about corruption, you recently were ill used in the defense of Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
Okay.
I was.
He is just yeah.
that horrible
okay.
ass boil that does not go away. You pop the ass boil. He's just the worst. Just when is it going to end? Like, in the middle of the night, I had to come up with a statement in London, and I was like, it's still not over?
So this, 'cause
the reason awfulness is still happening?
Let me explain. Is that in his defense, his lawyers put
in
out
his
statements.
Defense.
His lawyers, not me, I
right.
promise you.
Okay, I was like, what's happening?
And his lawyers put out a defense saying, hey, listen, Meryl Streep once said something nice about him, and Jennifer Lawrence said that she was, you know, I was nice to her. And
yeah.
this is his, he drags you into his pile of
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody does. But I'm very lucky and happy.
This is why you took a year off?
No, it's just by coincidence. I really love my job, and I'm very happy.
Yeah.
I love acting. Okay. Press tours give you, like, this crescendo moment.
No,
pour it again.
Yeah, sure.
Like, they just give you... It's like it crescendos.
This is good, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is good.
No, I actually... Turns out I really like rum. You know what? I like when I'm on... I like vacation me. So why wouldn't I like rum?
I want to go on vacation with you.
No, my vacation me, her name is Gail. I wish to God we had a photo of her.
Wait, you there have was... a different persona when you're on vacation?
Apparently, yeah. I was like,
what do you mean, apparently?
Rusha Campbell.
What are you talking about?
You just have to see a photo. It's all just one photo. It's too late to get it, isn't it? But
uh-huh.
I wanted to look cute. You have it?
Well, I have this. Is this what's going on here?
No, that's
this
look
is not
how
it?
Pretty I look. No.
You look very pretty. What
yeah.
Do you mean?
Amy.
This is what's going on here.
Oh, that was
here.
The best night of my life. Amy got married.
This is Amy Schumer's wedding, and you're there.
Yes.
What's your
it was
what's
the
your
most
wedding?
Beautiful thing I'd
what's
ever seen.
What's your wedding guest vibe? What do you like at the wedding?
Well, Amy said I scared some people. One
and why
story
would that be?
I definitely what? Can't tell you. I mean, it was just a conversation.
I think you kind of have to.
No, now. I can't. It was Bridget Everett and I. We're talking about how much we love our dogs, and I
you,
basically...
Wait, you and who?
I went
you
to Bridget Everett, and I were talking about how much we love our dogs, and I basically went too far in saying what I would do to make my dog happy. And it just, it didn't translate, and it went too far. And then I was flirting with Larry David all night, but it was very one-sided. And then Amy...
What? What do you mean?
I'm obsessed with Larry David.
He wasn't flirting back?
He's not obsessed with me, no.
He's dead. What
so
is
Amy,
wrong with that
So
man?
After the ceremony, Amy comes up and grabs me, and she's like, let's go upstairs and, you know, like, talk about, like, life and love and, like, this giant decision that she just made. And we go up to the roof, and we're just like, she's, like, talking about everything, and I just went, Amy, every minute that I'm here, Larry could be leaving. And she was like, you are an unending ass, but go downstairs.
Well, does Larry David know this crush?
I feel like, yes. But I don't have his number, and, like, he doesn't flirt back with me, which is just, like, fuel for me. I mean, that was, you know, that just gets me going.
You like a challenge?
Yeah. Yeah. I love rum. Big rum guy.
Somewhere.
Big rum guy, turns out.
Somewhere
I didn't
in
know.
America. Somewhere in America, Larry David just did this. Well, we've got to take a little break. Please sit there. We'll be right back. Thank you. Right back with Jennifer Lawrence.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Tonight's show already in progress. I'm here with the lovely and talented Jennifer Lawrence. Now then. So, let's talk about the movie. Red Sparrow.
Yes.
Red Sparrow.
Yes, Red Sparrow is a movie. It's a psychological spy drama. I'm a woman, but it's not like, you know, like, it's just like, it's entertaining. Don't put any political weight on it. Like, if you're like a typical hater and you have a blog, don't go. You're officially totally uninvited. I would like to officially uninvite all my haters to go see Red Sparrow.
Okay. But everybody else should definitely see it, right?
I had two shots of rum, everybody, and I'm talking about
you
haters.
Had more than two shots of rum, I promise you. Okay, so you're a Russian spy.
Yes.
Did you learn anything about spying, actually? Like, did you do a ride-along with the Russians? Did you learn anything about spying?
Not really. I mean, I know how to, like, pick locks. I asked... The spy actually
really?
Told me something really interesting. I was asking... About, because the movie is actually more about, like, the emotions that go into that kind of lifestyle, like that anxiety and the, you know,
oh,
it's
be nervous all
it's
the time.
Not like glamorizing the spy life, you know, it seems really stressful.
Yeah.
So I was like, how do you tell your kids that you're spies? And what he told me, or what somebody told me,
don't give away.
Through the grapevine.
Yes, uh-huh.
I'm going to give away our government secrets.
Just
not Donald
use a,
Trump.
Use a name like Arnold Day Umptre. Go ahead.
No, I wouldn't give our country secrets away.
I understand.
And I'm me. Anyway, so he basically said that they, like, when they're at a certain age, they take them to the museum, the spy museum. They show them Spy Kids, which is a great film. And then they take them through the spy museum, and then they're like, we're spies.
Wait, that's how spies? That's
tell
how spies
their kids
tell
that
their
they're
children
spies.
They're spies?
Yes.
Have you seen Spy Kids?
Yes, of course.
There are giant attacking
thumbs.
This
watch doesn't tell time.
There are thumbs that attack you in Spy Kids, right? There's a giant, like, thumbs with that walk on fingers like that.
Steven, you wouldn't believe what's in the museum. There probably is something that attacks you with thumbs.
No, I've been to the Spy Museum many times.
Me too.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to, you're a ballet dancer in this too, right? You're
hilarious.
A ballet dancer who breaks her leg. And that's why she has to go into the spy game. That's her fallback position.
LOL to me being a ballerina. But
Did you do
I did training? I did like 3 months. I said I've been saying 4 months this whole press tour, and then Francis was like, it was 3 months, and I'm like, sick. But apparently it was 3 months of ballet training just to learn how to do this. Like with one arm.
Sorry,
I did
what?
An arm flutter. Oh, that was actually really good. That was really good.
I learned that.
Wow, that makes
I learned
me feel...
that from Natalie Portman.
She's much better.
She's
why would you throw that in my face? God, I know she's
for
a better ballerina.
To get them to react, that's why I do everything. you're from Kentucky.
Can you not tell?
I promise I'll let you go in a moment. But I want to ask, like, do you get home? Because I'm from the South, a different part of the South, South Carolina.
Where?
But I,
oh, South Carolina.
Yeah, from
I
Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, I love North Carolina. I've never been to South Carolina. Yes, I have Myrtle Beach. Sorry.
Wow, that was an emotional roller coaster.
Sorry.
Just that was the entirety of Sherman's
I'm
march through the South
my
just
mind.
Now with you. Okay.
I'm sorry.
But do you get home? Do you get home to your mom and dad? Are your mom and dad still back in Kentucky?
Yeah, everybody's still in Kentucky, and I've got nieces a lot of nephews, one niece, who are getting to that age now where, like, they start asking, you know, like, why my sister-in-law and I are, like, putting garbage bags and, like, up on the windows. And they're like, what's going on? And I'm like, remember what I told you about Aunt Jen's job? How it's really weird, and because it wouldn't be Christmas without a stalker. And, and like, people think that they know Aunt Jen, but they don't. And then the three-year-old was just like, well, if somebody tries to take a picture of Aunt Jen, I'm going to shoot him with my Nerf gun. And it was just, like, so... I was like, that's really sweet. And they also wanted to put bubble wrap at the end of the driveway.
Oh, so it would be popping when you heard them coming.
Yes.
That's some spy stuff right there.
They're going through a big Home Alone phase.
Yeah.
Hi, Bubbas. Where are you guys? Hi, Baron Jake. Aunt Jen's drunk. I feel like I should tell you that now.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. And thank you.
Thanks.
Red Sparrow is in theaters this Friday. Jennifer Lawrence, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Hey, everyone. It's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.